Good morning. Happy almost Thanksgiving. This is November 22nd, 2017. We are getting close. It's my favorite time of year. And we're going to be celebrating together a moment of Thanksgiving, even as we make our way through. One of the things we like to do is keep you up to date on the very latest of what's happening at the Hope Center. Pastor David, what announcements do you have for us today?
The Hope Center is currently hiring, and for information on these positions, you can visit our website at hopecenterohio.org. The Homework Help Program is currently open, and they are open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. in order to help elementary school age students with their homework. If you are interested in volunteering at the Hope Center and getting involved, please visit our website at hopecenterohio.org in order to see information on all the volunteer positions that are open currently. If you are currently looking for ways to give, please visit the website at hopecenterohio.org where you can receive information on what we are in need of currently, as well as give financially online and make your gift today. The Refuge Youth Center is currently open to 5th through 12th graders as a safe, fun place for you to come and hang out. For the most up-to-date information on the hours of operation, you can visit the website at hopecenterohio.org. The Hope Center will be closed November 22nd through the 25th in honor of Thanksgiving. We will be open again on Monday, November 27th. Hope for the Holidays this year is going to be Thursday, November 30th and Friday, December 1st. This is our big celebration at the end of the year where we look back on what God has done in the Hope Center. And also, you have the opportunity in order to partner with us. If you are interested in this event, you can visit the website at hopecenterohio.org with information on how to register, or you can call into the Hope Center office at 937-303-4209. The Hope Center's Christmas store is going to be December 18th and 19th. And if you are looking for extra assistance around the holiday season, please call into the Hope Center at 937-303-4209 in order to set up an appointment for your assistance.
Thanks, David, for keeping us up to speed on what's happening at the Hope Center. One of the ways that we continue to process and the tool we hope you're working through in your own life is the SOAP method, the Scripture, Observe, Apply, Prayer method, where you take just a few minutes to unpack a passage and allow the Lord to settle it in your life. Pastor David's been so gracious to share those with us. David, what do you have for us today?
1 Kings chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 says this, "I'm going where everyone on earth must someday go. Take courage and be a man. Observe the requirements of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. Keep the decrees, commands, regulations, and laws written in the law of Moses so that you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go." Now here in this passage, we can observe that David here, who is near death, is talking to his son Solomon, and he is encouraging him to, after David has passed, to continue to live in the right ways, to continue to follow God, to have a heart after God, and to live as a righteous man. And my application to this today is that this is really kind of it's a crazy call and a reminder of, you know, even when people have gone and people are gone, that we are to carry on the heart of God and to continue to follow after God and to seek him and to do our best to live righteous lives. So, dear Lord, I just pray that you would just help me today to continue to seek after you, to continue to press in, to live as a righteous man the best that I can, and that only you can help me do so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I'm honored this morning and sort of heart full as we dig into Psalm 95. If you've been reading along, or if you've checked into your reading for today, Psalm 95 is one of our psalms or passages that will come up this week. I have to sort of force myself to look at other passages because I love to study the psalm. So when we've been moving through the year, every week you'll have psalms in your reading. There are enough of them that they get spread throughout the year's reading. And I love the psalms. So I want to pull them every single week. And it's been a while since we've done one. So I'm happy. I'm excited to get to dig into another psalm this morning. This is Psalm 95, and I'm going to read it for us. I'm reading in the New King James Version, and it's titled A Call to Worship and Obedience. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth, and the heights of the hills are also his. The sea is his, and he made it. and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years, I was grieved with that generation and said, it is my people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. You're probably thinking, well, Pastor Jess, that is not exactly the most hopeful psalm or word that we've heard in a while. And that may be. I think one of the challenges we have to overcome when we look at scripture, and you've encountered this already, you've probably been challenged, especially if this is your first time reading through the Bible. There's a lot of war. There's a lot of mayhem. There's a lot of times where it seems like we've got this angry God who's exacting vengeance. And there are references to the anger of God or to his punishment on the people. And in our modern sensibilities, we may look at those realities and say, man, really, God? Really? If you touch a dead pig, you die? Really? Those things seem extreme to us. But we need to remember the perspective from which we're reading and where we're at in the context of the larger story of Scripture. When we come at a passage where there's war or where there seems to be injustice, where women seem to be traded as commodities, our modern sensibilities don't understand all of that. But the story here of the passages of Scripture is written within the confines of time and the culture in which it comes from. For instance, when the psalmist writes these psalms, when King David or other psalmists, other songwriters are contributing to these passages, it is the words of God. We believe Scripture is God-breathed, it's God-inspired, it's God-ordained, and every word is God-breathed. But it comes from a person who writes those words, which means within the context of their life and the culture and the time that they exist, the words have to flow. The Lord inspired all of it, but it was a human being who had to pen it. And it was a human being with a certain perspective of the world. The world is still flat when the scriptures are written, right? The world still has no understanding of germs, right? We don't know about atoms and matter versus gases. We don't understand chemicals. We don't understand a lot of things at the time these passages were written. We have an agricultural society where it's why Jesus used so many planting and farming metaphors, because he was working within the confines of an agricultural time. These passages through Scripture, nomadic people, the way they lived and the way they moved around, the stories and the circumstances that surround them fit within the time and the culture that they live. The Lord had reasons, and we don't have time today in our 15 or 20 minutes to unpack all of that throughout the stories and why God worked within the cultures in some of the ways that he did. But when we look here at Psalm 95, we can see some of that happening. What we can know is that the Lord is consistent. One of the things that can bring hope to us, even when God's judgment or even when there's a punishment that's exacted on a people or that is being handed out, if you will, when that happens, it should bring us hope. And it is a word of hope because it means that God is not only merciful, but he's totally just. God will make things that are wrong right. There are prices to be paid when wrongs are done against you and I. And I pay a price when I do wrong against my fellow neighbor. The beauty of the good news of Jesus Christ and the story of Scripture is that Jesus Christ, all of this leads up to the grand finale of Jesus Christ having paid the price, the eternal one, the one that costs us our long-term relationship with God, the one that separates us, the punishment that would separate us from our Maker. Jesus pays that price for us, and it's paid in full. But between the here, not yet, and now, the time that all of that comes to pass and comes to fruition and we enter into eternity with God, the reason when my grandma passes away or your loved one passes away, you don't have to fear, because Jesus Christ has paid the price for their eternal sins and they're allowed to enter into their rest. That's what this passage is referring to. There's a macro and there's a micro. In the meantime, there are often still prices to be paid. The Lord might forgive me for my great sin, and I may still get to go to heaven, and I will still get to enter into the rest that He's prepared for me. But while here on earth, if I steal, I'm going to jail, right? If I hurt my neighbor, if I am mean to a child, I'm going to break relationship with them. One of my favorite preachers says, I can be in a relationship with God and not have fellowship with Him. And that's what the psalmist is referring to here. He's saying, the Lord never abandons His people. He never leaves them behind. He never forgets them. He never forgets His promises to them. Even in the 40 years that they would spend in the wilderness, they pay a price for their disobedience. It cost a generation from entering into the promised land, and it cost them another 40 years of wandering. But God keeps His promise because of Joshua and Caleb and the next generation, because of His promise to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, because of His promise to Noah, because of His promise to Adam and Eve, because His heart is always for our relationship with Him. He finds a way every time, but we still often have price to pay for disobedience. Let's look back at the passage and I'll show you what I mean. It reminds us again, as the Psalms often do, and they open with these opening passages that remind us to sing to the Lord, to shout joyfully, to come into His presence with thanksgiving, to shout joyfully again in Psalms, to sing. And then it explains why. Isn't it interesting that the end of the chapter is quoting the Lord saying, I swore my wrath and they will not enter my rest. But the opening of the Psalm is to praise God and give thanks. Can I tell you that even in seasons where you might be experiencing the fruit, if you will, it may be bitter fruit and it may not taste very good, but maybe you're bearing the harvest of some poor decisions in your life. Maybe disobedience is costing you something and you're paying the price right now. Do you know that you can still give thanks to the Lord? You can still celebrate joyfully, because God's justice and the simple reality that He creates balance in that there are prices to be paid is actually good news for us. It means that God is just and He's good. The Lord is a great God and He's a King above all gods. The psalmist reminds us in verse 4 and 5 and 6 that the Lord holds the universe together. He owns everything, every hill, every molecule, every drop of water. He forms and creates all things. So we come then knowing that He is our maker, and we worship and we bow down and we know that He's our God and we are the people of His pasture. Isn't it interesting, right? I don't think the psalmist is degrading human beings and turning us into sheep, but he's using a metaphor from his own life. He is a young shepherd boy who looks out over the vast green spaces, and he sees the care that he has over these lambs and these sheep. They are important. They are highly, highly important. He cares for them. He protects them. He guards them. And the psalmist says, we're the sheep of God's pasture, the maker, our protector, and our guard. Jesus uses the same metaphor. He says, I'm the great shepherd, meaning I oversee and I protect and I guard. Today, I love that. I love that the psalmist says today. Today it was true for him and it's true for us today. That if we will heed the voice of the Lord, if we'll listen in and hear it. Do you know we have an option not to harden our hearts before the Lord? Verse 8 says, as in the rebellion. This tells us something about the people he's about to describe. He's referring to his own family, his great-great-greats, who arrived at one side of the Jordan River and could see the valley that God had planned for them. They could see the promised land, the land that flowed with milk and honey. And frankly, they'd been celebrating. They'd made their way so far, but they were also constantly complaining and in constant disobedience. And Moses and the people decide to send 12 spies over into the land to scout it out. And they come back with melon-sized grapes. And they come back with reports of giants and giant walled cities. And 10 of the spies say, we cannot overcome it. We will die. The Lord has brought us all this way just to show us the goods and then kill us all. We should have stayed in Egypt. And their unbelief colors their view of what happens. Save two, Joshua and Caleb, who are happy to report and who say, let's go now. Seize the day. Carpe diem. It's time. This land surely flows with milk and honey. It is everything that God promised us and more. And it is ours according to the word of the Lord. The people sided with the 10 spies and their hearts were hardened, as the psalmist tells us here. They were in rebellion against the promise of God. Do you know that you can be in rebellion against the promise of God? That his plans for you and his intentions for you, even to fulfill his promise to you, we can be people who harden our hearts before the Lord, who in unbelief and in disobedience keep ourselves from the promises of God. The Lord had grown weary of their belly aching and their disobedience and their worship of other idols and establishing other golden calves above his own promises, when over and over and over again he'd shown himself strong, when over and over and over again he'd done the miraculous. These are the same people who experienced the 10 plagues in Egypt, who watched God deliver them as an entire nation out of the land of Egypt. These are people who walked through the Red Sea. These are people who saw manna from heaven on the daily, every day provided quail, everything that they needed. These were people who were prevented from all types of harm. These are people who knew the miraculous nature of God. These are people who follow a cloud by day and fire by night. These are not normal astrological happenings. These are people who experience the miraculous every day, but come upon the promise of God and have disbelief, hardened hearts, and disobedience that sends them back into a desert for 40 years to die. And the Lord says, they will not enter my rest. Do you know that obedience and trust and faith in God's promises leads you to rest? That the place that God would bring you is into rest. He wants to bring you to a place where you're provided for and you're cared for. This truth holds true if you look all the way back through Scripture. When God placed Adam and Eve in the garden, he did not give them a lot of work to do. They were at rest. Part of the curse on them is that they would toil with the land, that they would work hard just for their food. God wants to restore to us where we're in a season and in a place of rest. That's why Jesus invites us to enter his rest. It's why God prepares a rest for us. It's why even now he's preparing a place for us again, because his promise will come to pass. What he intended from Adam and from the creation of the world will come to pass. But there are often prices to be paid between then and now for our disobedience and our unbelief. I would submit to you today that you would examine your heart, that you would consider the places of your heart that are hardened, that are in unbelief or disbelief about the promises of God for you. Are you looking for someone to love? Are you a man or a woman who's just waiting for the right one to come along to build a family and a life with? Have you given up hope in believing that, but you know that God's promised it to you? Don't let your heart become hard. Believe God for what he said he would do for you. Has God promised us health and life and godliness? Has he promised us fruitfulness and provision? He has. And if there's places in your life that don't look like the promises of God and they don't look like He's prevailed there just yet, don't allow your hearts to be hardened as you journey and you make your way to the land of promise and to the land of God's rest for you. Don't do what they did. Don't test God. Don't try Him, even when you see His miracles. My last admonition to you for this morning is that you would look around your life and you would see the miracles. We may not see seas parted, but God is working miraculously on your behalf every single day. We like to throw the Israelites under the bus. How can you have manna from heaven and quail and fire and clouds and red seas and chariots into the sea? How can you see all of that and still not have faith in God? And I would submit to you that the Holy Spirit might be knocking on the door of your heart even now and saying, how can you experience all that I've done for you? How can you see my hand on your life and still have unbelief? Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith, right? Oh, when will this generation get it together? Jesus was frustrated in the same way that God shows His frustration here. And then we see the psalmist reiterating. And it's not to beat us up or make us feel bad. It's to remind us to keep our hearts soft, open, and prepared for the promise of God to come to pass in the time that He ordains. And the best way to do that, the best way to prevent your heart from being hardened, is to worship God, to be a person of thanksgiving, to sing joyfully to the Lord in all circumstances, to shout to the rock of your salvation who will come for you, and say, praise the Lord, the God, the maker of heaven and earth. Praise be to the Lord of the universe who holds all things together in His hand. Praise be to God who is going to make all things right, who is both just and merciful. Praise be to God. Lord, we give You thanks, and we do a shout from our depths, from our belly, and we say, oh God, You are good. You are worthy to be praised, and nothing compares to You. You are Lord over the whole earth. You made everything in it, and You made us. And Lord, we give You our hearts today, and we ask any place in us that is hardened toward You, rebellious, disobedient, or in unbelief, that You would forgive and heal us. That, Lord, You would forgive our unbelief, that You would soften our hearts toward You. Keep us, Lord, in Your presence and in Your rest. And Lord, we thank You for the work of Jesus Christ and for the rest He prepares for us even now. We thank You, God, that all things will come together for our good. But Lord, we pray that in the meantime, we can bring glory and honor to You and continue to possess the places, the land, and the territories and the promises You've prepared for us. Lord, You're good and Your mercy endures forever. And we praise You today. Amen. I want to thank you for joining in again this week at Hope Chapel. We will be back next week with more right from the Bible. One word from God can change your life. Have a great week.
Lighting the way to the one. We're community supported Shine FM.